you sell a product, so products are good. I mean, healthcare professionals, they want to buy products, right? So it's okay to talk about products. It's okay to focus on products because you sell products and that's what they buy, right? Maybe. Let's talk about it. See what comes up. Hello, my friends. This is Mace Haroff. I want to welcome you to this episode of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the combined Medical Sales Channel video on YouTube. I'm so glad you're here. This is for people who sell to healthcare professionals, healthcare institutions, and want to make a difference for their customers and the patients that their customers serve, as well as making a difference for yourself because, hey, you're doing all the work, so it's good to get a little piece of the pie. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, one thing that helps medical reps have better medical sales is when they change their perspective or broaden their perspective. In other words, look at things differently. So let's talk about the products and selling because this is so important. You have a product to sell, I assume. It's either a product or a service, something that you bring to the marketplace. Now, here's the reality. Not going to joke around with this. I know what it is. You don't get paid unless you sell something. You got to sell a product. So it's natural to want to focus on the product. And that's good. I'm not telling you not to focus on the product. Here's the challenge. The challenge is that you sell to healthcare professionals. And unless you change their perspective, to them, you're just there to sell something. And that is not a big motivator to get them to buy. In other words, the healthcare professional is not going to give his or her valuable time because you want to make a sale so you can make a commission. That is not why they're there. So let's go back for a second and talk about the way healthcare professionals think about the products that they currently use. Whatever you sell, there's one of two situations that you're facing. Situation number one, they're using a different product, a competitive product. Situation number two, they're not doing anything. Either way, they're embracing the status quo. That's what's existing. Okay, they're using something else, or they're just not even dealing with the situation. Here's the thing. In their minds, that's working. It's good. It's fine. There's no problem with that. And the reason I could say that is because if there was a problem, and by a problem, I mean a known problem, something that they're familiar with. If there was a known problem with that, they wouldn't be doing it. They'd be doing something else. But the fact that whatever they're using is working, they're good with it. So the last thing that they want is a sales rep. That is, someone who is compensated on their ability to move a product, to close a sale. The last thing they want is a sales rep to come into their world and push a product. Because when you push a product to a healthcare professional, could be a healthcare executive, whoever the customer is, when you're pushing a product at them, what are you doing? You're essentially telling them what to do. They don't like that. They don't like when salespeople tell them what to do. And here's the reality. Telling them what to do is not your job. So, what can you do instead? In fact, what should you do instead? Well, I want you to approach it instead of thinking about it from the perspective that you have a product to sell and you have to get this product into their hands, that this is what they want to do. It's the only thing they should think about is using your product. I want you to think about it from the perspective that you are there to offer options. Maybe you're offering one option, but realistically, you're there to discuss options. You always have more than one. You have your option to discuss, and you have the option of whatever they're currently doing. And don't forget, not doing anything is also always an option. So approach it from the perspective of offering options. this does something very, very important. What it does, first of all, is it shows that you respect what the customer is doing. You know, you want to talk about what they're doing. You want to demonstrate that it is a viable option. Whether you agree with it or not, here's the thing. Again, the healthcare professional doesn't really care what you think about what he or she is doing. They're doing it. So in their minds, it is good. You certainly don't want to try to dispute that, because what it does is it causes you to butt heads with them. And if you butt heads with a healthcare professional, you're going to lose, because they have the power in the buying relationship, at least at this point. They have the power. You have the power to offer them something. They have the power to say yes or no. So show that you respect what the customer is doing. And here's an opportunity for you to be able to understand it more. Ask questions. Find out why they're doing what they're doing. What's the value in that? What else have they considered? What's the outcomes? What have the outcomes been? And don't ever tell them that they're wrong by saying you have something better. I mean, it's very, very seductive to any of us if we think we have something better to just go in and say, hey, listen, what you're doing is great. I've got something better. That's really telling them that they're wrong. What you should do instead is challenge their thinking and offer additional options. Even if you're only offering one option, your product or service, that is one additional option. It shows respect and it expands the thinking. It's not confrontational. You see, you don't want to be confrontational with a healthcare professional. They're the experts in their worlds. You've heard me talk about this before. You want to show that you respect that as the expert, they get to make these decisions. You're just there to help. You're there to provide options. And ultimately, you're going to leave it up to them because it's their decision. Isn't this much less confrontational than saying, hey, doc, I got a product. This is the best product on the market. You need to try this. That approach doesn't work. You don't want to be confrontational. And it positions you, when you take this approach of offering options, it positions you more as a consultant, as a bearer of solutions, than as a product pusher. You're offering options. Now, a great way to start conversations is with these four magic words. Here they are. Have you ever considered? And then talk about what you want to discuss. Share what other customers are doing. Share best practices. Talk about what's working for the customers in the community, the customers regionally, customers nationally. What's working? What's going on? How have the results been an improvement over what they're currently doing, if it's similar to what your customer is doing? And here's something that's beautiful. You can even ask trial closing questions related to this approach. You could ask a trial closing question such as, doctor, with everything we just discussed, is this an option you would consider? You see, how the customer answers that question, you're going to know whether or not he or she has bought into your argument, bought into your conversation, whether or not they view the option that you're presenting to them as something that is viable for them and their patients or their practice. You could also ask the question, under what circumstances would you consider this option? And finally, this is a great one. If they're not ready to buy right now, if they're not ready to evaluate, if they want more time to consider it, ask this question. May I keep this option on your radar screen so when you come across the right situation, you'll be able to consider it? Isn't that beautiful? It's a nice way of saying, can I follow up with you? Can I keep this in front of you? Can I update you with more information so that you always have this available as an option in your practice, as an option for your patients? And what you'll find is that this approach shows that you're there more to help them than you are to make a sale and generate a commission for you. It's just so much better. You know, how you sell is everything. And if you're selling intuitively, you're probably leaving money on the table. I mean, a lot of it, probably tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars over time, or even more. Keep working on your skills. Keep exploring new ways to sell, new ways to connect with your customers, new ways to build a relationship and to be seen as a resource. I'm here to help you with that. And if you'd like to accelerate your skills and stem the losses that you might be experiencing, check out Medical Sales Academy. Medical Sales Academy is my online 24/7, 365 learning and support site for medical sales professionals. It will accelerate your results. It is something worth checking out, something worth investing in. I've got lots of testimonials. I'm going to be posting them on the website soon. Check out and see what others are saying about what Medical Sales Academy has done for them. This can make a big difference. When you invest, look for a return on the investment. And an investment that could help you to earn more money in your territory is something worth looking at. That's what professionals do. They invest in themselves. I hope that this discussion about changing your perspective, offering your customers options, has been valuable to you. And if it has been, then go out and use it. And come back next week when I will have another episode of the Medical Sales Guru podcast. And you can check it out also on YouTube at the Medical Sales Channel. But until then, remember that whatever you do in your medical sales career, that nothing is more important than who? The patient. Ladies and gentlemen, the patient always comes first. You have a job where you get to make a difference. Why are you still here? Get out there and make one. For the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel, I'm Mace Haroff. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.